T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
So now Atlanta has Devin Gray wide to the left, Sanu and Hardy to the right. They hand it to Ito Smith, who dives for the end zone. Did he get in? He did, for the Atlanta touchdown. 5-yard run by Ito Smith, and Atlanta takes the McKinley interception. And 5 plays later, the Falcons are on the board with the score.
Wes Durham on the call there from last night on Falcons Radio Network. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We welcome you back in. Randy McMichael, John Chuckery in for Andy Bunker, live from Eastlake Golf Club, here for the PGA Tour Championship as things are underway today. Hanging out today at the Ultra Club, as we did yesterday, right behind the 13th green. Beautiful setting, big crowd now. We talked about this with big crowd coming now.
Yeah, it's, like it was yesterday. There were a lot of people out here.
Yeah, I think it's bigger today, though. Like we said, there's a lot more people
now. It is, and I got to see a few of my old teammates, which is really cool. Brett Hansen and my man Johnny Brown. I think Corey Phillips is over there. So got to see some of my boys. Talked to a lot of dog fans out here. And I got ringed by some Alabama fans. A couple of Tennessee fans looking at me side-eyed. But
yeah, there's a lot of Tennessee people, by the way. I saw several Tennessee people.
Yeah, but
here,
you know, that's okay. That'd be all right.
Streaming online at 929thegame.com. Catch us live. Catch replays of the shows, of breaking sports news, all about our new and improved website, 929thegame.com. Download the radio.com app onto your phone, your tablet, your turntable, boombox, laser disc player, whatever you got. That way you can always catch us on the go. Social media is all at 929thegame, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Follow all the different platforms around the station. The best way to keep up with the show is either at 404-741-0929, which is the phone line, and the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. By the way, start getting your questions in for our AMA. I've got the text line up in front of me. Catch us on Twitter. That's the best way to interact. At RandyMac81, at RandyMac81. I'm at JMCH316, at JMCH316. Falcons last night, Randy, as we get into what's trending. Lose last night 19-7. Corsito Smith with the only touchdown last night for the Falcons, coming off the Tack McKinley interception. You know, it was what it was for a dress rehearsal. I think that the important things that you were looking for happened. Matt survived. Your offense doesn't look the same without Julio. We knew all that. Devontae had a nice run at the very start. I got taken away from a penalty. But, you know, when we're talking about punt returners and kickers, I guess, is that a good thing, bad thing, if that's really the bulk of where our conversation has been?
Well, the thing about it is that when you talk about a kicker in a negative way, that means you're worried about it. And when you're talking about a kicker, you're talking about points. And that's the most important thing. When you're talking about taking as close as these NFL games are on Sundays, it's a problem you just had.
Right.
And now you're saying that this, you're not good enough. We got this guy that when you hurt last year, he impressed us, so we're going to give him the job. And yet, whenever it's always cool, all number twos want to be a number one until you're that number one. You can't have the pressure of being it. So that's it. As far as the return game is, I mean, you got young players back there who you wanted to get a job because you had a bigger role for them in mind. Like, Marcus Green was going to do other things other than return kick. He has shown since the first kicky fielder in the Hall of Fame game till now, John Chuckery, that he can't do it.
No, he's not that guy. No.
He's not that guy.
Not to put him in an NFL game that matters.
Yeah, you can't do that, right? And so now you're back at a point where you got Varna, who is a guy that has done this thing before. I mean, you got Hardy, a guy you're comfortable having back there because you know one thing. He's going to catch the ball because he got the best hands on the team.
Everybody loves the backup quarterback, backup kickers, backup radio hosts. Here is Dan Quinn talking about if he's concerned about the kicking position.
Well, I think, number one, early there was one or two that were long for sure. But any time at any position, you know, when we miss the mark, we want to find out why and what we can do to get it better. So it's definitely, you know, a spot where we're continuing to evaluate, and that is always the case.
So, look, the reality is Giorgio Tavecchio is not going anywhere.
No.
He will be the opening day kicker.
Yes.
He would have to. Randy, it would have to get
it would have to get like raggedy. Yeah. And then it's crazy because now, just because he's going in as a kicker, don't mean he's coming out. You see what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You know, but Yeah, it would have to go really bad. And the thing with it is you just got one more game. And how much is he going to actually get done tomorrow? Because how many points is Daniel Etling in the offense? How are they going to move the football to put him in positions to kick field goals?
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, so before everybody starts, you know, and again, I got like 25,000 tweets last night with Matt Bryant's picture on it.
Dude, it was everywhere.
Yeah, that ship has sailed, though, guys.
I'm sorry. And I wish it wasn't that because I loved Matt. Like I said, I was a teammate with Matt in Miami. And when he came in, he was so solid. But, yeah. You know, we had a Lindo, you know, and he didn't get his opportunity to shot. He went to Tampa, did his thing. But, yeah, I mean, Tavecchio, I mean, when you look at his job, I mean, how many field goals are kicked per game? You know what I'm saying? How many extra points are kicked per game? You're talking about points.
Right.
As close as these games are nowadays, you can't give away points because your kicker can't hit a 32-yard field goal.
Well, and that's what we said. Look, week one in Minnesota, week two against Philadelphia, those aren't going to be lopsided. I mean, unless you're telling me the Falcons are losing lopsided, I don't see either one of those games being a lopsided game, Randy. That could be a one-possession type of game.
It could be, and that's the part, that worries fans to death. And my thing is, I get the fact that all the memes and everything was out. Because it hasn't been good.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I get it.
That's what I'm saying. Fans aren't doing it because they just want Matt Bryant back. They're doing it because he ain't good.
Exactly.
He's not been kicking good.
Exactly.
So if he's been kicking good, then you wouldn't have to worry about that situation or the Matt Bryant memes. But he ain't kicking good. And we talked to Paul Craig yesterday, and he was telling us about, you know, Dan Quinn was talking about, you know, practice and all this, and he looked good and all that. Well, I mean, you guess the first one, though.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Kick
the
it
first
from
39
yards.
Yeah, the first one.
Yeah,
that's what made it so bad. That was like the first one.
Well, the other part of all this that has been, you know, debatable is the punt return game for the Atlanta Falcons. Here's Dan Quinn talking about how after two muffs last night, you can't do that in a game.
Punt return is going to be one of the ones, I think, in our league that is where moments are created, because sometimes on kickoff and kickoff return with the, you know, addition of the touchbacks, there's not as many moments. But in punt and punt return, I think that's where you'll be able to shift field position and create momentum. And so it was disappointing to lose those two tonight. You have to be in the spot to do it and to be in the moment, and you'll learn from your failures too.
Yes, at this point, take your pick. You want Kenyon Barner or you want Justin Hardy? Because that's your two options right now.
I think I'm going to go with Barner. I think he gives you more as far as
– Something dynamic?
Dynamic.
Yeah. The potential for a dynamic.
But the risk with the dynamic is the fact that the ball could be on the ground sometimes. That's it. And when you have a returner that – you know, one thing about Hardy, he's going to catch the football and he's going to put your offense in a position to move the football, because you don't take possessions away from a guy like Matt Ryan. It just doesn't happen.
By the way, quick breaking news here. So the NCAA has put Mississippi State on probation as a punishment for their Tutorgate. Includes 3 years of probation and vacated wins, but no postseason ban.
Wow.
How about that?
Now, when was this? When was this?
That's what?
This must have happened a couple years.
I was going to say 2 years
ago. Was it 2 years ago?
Okay. It was 2 years ago when that happened.
I'll double check right now.
Yeah. Please do. And then we also got news about Cam Newton. They said he has a mid-foot sprain that, you know, they don't know if he's going to be ready for week one.
No, they were – what did you say? They were optimistic.
Yeah,
okay. Bro. So he ain't going to practice for me now.
He ain't going to practice for it.
Right.
You know.
So how's he going to be ready week one?
That's what I said. It's going to be a stretch, man.
So the Will Greer era could be happening.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy. Here comes the Will Greer era. So, listen, Falcons coming up next Thursday. Final preseason game of the year. Thank God, by the way.
Yeah, man.
Jeez, I'm tired.
I mean, we were so excited to get there for the Hall of Fame game, and now we're like, dude. But you know what? The players like this, too. I know in my experience, after last night, all the starters and they weren't going to play in the fourth game, we all went over, dapped each other up, hugged each other, like, let's go. It's time. It's go time, because it is. Right now, tomorrow morning, the first thing Matt Ryan is going to do, they're going to start working on Minnesota.
Right.
They're going to start working on a preliminary game plan for Minnesota. Then, of course, they're going to self-scout. They're going to go ones versus ones, good on good. But, yeah, it's all about that first game now.
Next Thursday, just very quickly, just kind of game day. Like, if you're the coaching staff, are you like, okay, vets, just get yourself down to the stadium and just be there, baseball cap and all that. Let us deal with all – I mean, how are you handling
that? Well, like, I've been on teams where – you know, when we were to the fourth preseason game, they left us at home. They were like, y'all just stay here. We're going to take the guys down there.
Okay.
And then I've been in a situation, they want you to dress out, you know, and go through the warm-ups. Then once you get out of warm-ups, you can take
really?
Yeah, you can take your stuff off and all that. I don't know. But yeah, so I've been in
just to take them off.
Yeah, you go out there, you get your warm up in, and then you come back out.
Go get a sweat,
and then
pull everything off.
Yeah, and then you pull everything off because you're not gonna play. But you know, it's a situation where the game plan for Jacksonville will be so just basic because you want to see if guys can just line up and play. It'll kind of go back to the Hall of Fame game when I was talking about. Just can they line up? Can you get lined up and go play football?
Will they literally do something like this? Okay, Allison, I need X amount of plays. This guy, I need X amount of plays. This guy, I need X amount of plays. Will they literally do anything like that?
No. See, that's the thing about it is that it's kind of like no holds barred because you know.
It's in the flow of the game.
It's in the flow of the game. And so you have Allison going. You have Hill going. You have that like that. I wonder if Ito's going to play.
If he doesn't play, that tells you that spot's done.
Won't that
be a message if you see he's not listed for the game?
Yeah, it'll be a message. But this game, like I said, this game and the unfair advantage that these kids have in this game, this last preseason game, is that they give you a game plan. You very rarely watch the team. The best part about it when you were a starter is that you get to play the scout team. You're going to walk through. So that's fun. So you have everybody fighting over who wants to be the middle linebacker and all that. So that's fun because you got to give these kids a look because they're giving you the look the whole week. And there's nobody over there. You're not going to play, so you go over there. So that's always the fun part when you get to be the look squad in the walkthrough because I want to be the look squad when it's live.
Braves up in Gotham as we continue on what's trending here as they head up to New York to take on the Mets, Fulte and DeGrom tonight in what should be a fun type of matchup. Three against the Mets. Of course, yesterday – Atlanta swept the Marlins out of town in the final game of the year, all thanks to this.
Line drive left center field, and the Braves have won it. Acuna sends us home happy.
Chip Carey, Fox Sports South, on the call. There's nephew Ronnie singles in the game-winning run. Atlanta wins 3-2. Start where Mike Soroka looked great for six, kind of got tired through seven.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't leave with the lead. Actually, a very good pitching duel most of all of the night last night. But, again, you get into everybody's bullpen. But 77 got it done last night. Melanson ended up picking up the win in it last night, Randy. So, you know, listen, Braves did what they have to do, found a way to win 3-2. Now it's on to Gotham.
Let's do it. I mean, that's the thing that you got to do. Like I said, the pitching, we know that the Mets have the pitching. You know, I mean, they do. They got some dudes up there. But every time we talk about him, you made the perfect point, JC. And I think it was last week when you said this. Every time somebody in the AL East, they're rolling. What happens? They run up against the Braves and the Braves stop them.
And they can't
they can't deal with it. Yep. So yeah, it's gonna be a great pitching matchup. And I've been asking you throughout the show every time this comes up, how big a start is this for Fulton?
I think Fulton needs a good start. I mean, this is a playoff type of matchup when you talk about from the standpoint of one of the best pitchers in the league in DeGrom. This is the kind of playoff matchup that you expect. Now, Braves finished 7-2, Randy, on the homestand between Florida, the Dodgers, and the Mets. Here's Brian Snicker talking about the success of this homestand.
You know, we looked at this homestand when we were coming off the road thinking this is going to be tough. I mean, with the teams we had coming in here and you know, figured it'd be a big homestand and ended up working out pretty good for us.
And that's what we're talking – and that's the thing about it is that – you know, it was all about the Dodgers. It was going to be the test. The Dodgers are coming into your house and all that, especially after how they did y'all. And they were able to win that series. Now, everybody wants to kind of put an asterisk on it where their dudes didn't play. That's a them problem.
Did they pull Bellinger?
Exactly.
Okay. He played, right?
Yeah.
And Muncy played, right?
Did they play pretty good, huh?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Seager played, right?
They all were good, too, right?
Oh, okay.
Were they all good?
Yeah. Turner played, right?
Yeah.
Actually, they didn't get
him out. They got him out yet?
No. They didn't. That's a problem. they didn't get him out. But they beat Raggedy Ann.
Yeah. Oh, that dude. Yeah, he need to cut that, man. Yeah. That's just a hot dang old mess.
It's a mess. Atlanta United tonight, Randy, in Orlando. We'll have all the coverage right here.
For the rivalry.
7:30 on the pregame. Jason Longshore. Mike Connie will have the call on all that starting at 8-ish.
I'm with Sean on this. Why do we always make the freaky voice when we make fun of people?
Because it's easy.
Okay, that's all I need.
Does anybody else call him Connie?
No.
Does anybody else say as we roll along? Does anybody ask where we stand?
No.
Is anybody asking?
Okay, I get it. Stop it.
Well, you asked the question. I'm just trying to answer.
I did.
So anyway, Mike Carhoney, he will have the call of Jason Longshore tonight. Here's Jeff Lorenowitz talking about not overlooking Orlando tonight.
You prepare yourself tactically, prepare yourself mentally, and just focus on whatever the game gives you on that day. Don't think about the history and the records. You got to focus on the players in front of you and find a way to win. Every game up till now against Orlando, I don't think we've said, well, we're never going to let them beat us. I think we just said on that day, we're not going to let them beat us that day.
Okay. Sounds good, doesn't it?
It does, man. We're 5-0-2 against them bums.
Exactly.
And again, I don't think it's a rivalry between the players. I think it's more or less between the fans, but they are doing it on the four-letter network, and they're pubbing this rivalry week and all that. I get it. The game's supposed to start at 8 o'clock. I think Conti and them are at 7:30.
Mike Conti and them are at
7:30 for him and Jason Longshore for the pregame. The game's supposed to start at 8, so I'll be looking for it around like 9:15 or so.
Again, that's the problem with MLS is, look, if you want to start the game at 8, start it at 8. You know, 8:04, 8:05, fine, but not 8:20, 8:30, 8:40.
Like I always say, every time I turn it on, they'd be walking out with them kids.
Like every time you turn it on, they get like a whole other countdown clock. Like you turn it on, it's supposed to be kickoff. There's like a whole other countdown clock all of it. So.
Yeah, but our thing is who's going to play tonight and how much, because we know
get out early, get
this
over with.
It's big.
Tuesday night. It's all about U.S. Open Cup. All about getting another championship trophy out there. So, Atlanta United tonight, though, we'll have the call right here on 92.9 The Game. So, when we get back, we will talk to our former Atlanta Falcon, Harry Douglas, as we'll get you ready for more preseason action. Look back to last night and what's coming up next.
Oh, my God. This is the last time I had to read this for the last 2 weeks. Hey, fantasy football players, we invite you to join us at 92.9 The Game.
When?
Fantasy Football Summit
when
at Twin Peaks.
It's
tomorrow, John Chuckery.
All right.
The one in Buckhead from noon to 3.
Who's going
to
be there, by the way?
Get your expert advice right here. Okay. It's a panel discussion with a mock draft. Yahoo Sports' Brad Evans is going to be there.
Okay, excellent.
Brian Balding is going to be there for NFL Network. And then NFL Fantasy Football Lives. Own Liz Lowe's is gonna be there.
Where's she gonna sit?
She's gonna sit next to you.
Okay, cool.
Get your insider scoop of fantasy football before you draft on Saturday, August 24th from noon to 3 at Twin Peaks of Buckhead. Plus, join us for awesome prizes, including a fantasy football title belt and tickets to the Falcons home opener versus the Eagles, courtesy of 92.9 The Game. Thanks to our Fantasy Football Summit sponsors, Twin Peaks of Buckhead, Twin Peaks, and Prize Picks. For more information, go to 92.9thegame.com.
Do I have a card I got to turn in? Because I'll go ahead and fill it out now.
What are you talking about?
Like a draft card.
Just like he said, when we come back, our guy Harry Douglas will be Harry Douglas will be with us to discuss
and break down
the game last night. It's Andy Randy, the midday show with John Chuckery live out here at the Truth Championship on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Broadcasting live from Eastlake Golf Club for the PGA Tour Championship on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back to Eastlake Golf Club. Randy McMichael, John Chuck, we're here at the PGA Tour Championship. About another 38 minutes to go. Don't forget, get your questions in at 404-741-0929. On our text line at 929 The Game on Twitter, at RandyMac81, at JMCH316 on Twitter for your Ask Us Anything. I do have the text line up in front of me.
It's
so.
Freaky Friday.
Oh, it's a freaky Friday?
Yeah, because I got who's on the hotline. Harry gave me the name. Freaky Fridays.
Oh, Freaky Friday. Wow.
Freaky Friday.
Well, where does Harry stand then? We go out to the WadeFord.com hotline.
He is the pre- and post-game host for Atlanta Falcons Radio Network, along with our guy Paul Crane. It is our guy Harry Douglas, former Atlanta Falcon. Harry, good afternoon to you, my friend.
How y'all doing? I see y'all out there living the high life on the golf course at East Lake. Okay, guys. On your high horse today. There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, listen.
Hold on. We're the only ones working, though.
Yeah.
I mean, these people are enjoying themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
We're working, Harry.
And listen, Harry, we're talking to you with our pinky in the air.
I love it.
So, Harry, let me start with you about the wide receiver group. Obviously, Russell Gage didn't get a chance to play last night. Obviously, we know the top three. Give me kind of right now your gut feel as to how you look at maybe four or five, how many guys they keep total at that wide receiver position. How are you seeing things shake out there?
It's changed a little bit since last week. Right now, you have Julio, your one. You have Kevin Ridley, your two. You have Sanu as your three. Right now, because he didn't play last night, Russell Gage, I'm going to put Hardy 4. I thought he did a nice job last night, bounced it back, beat the DB on a goal ball and made a big catch for an explosive play. And actually, I'm going to put Russell Gage at 5. Before that, I had Christian Blake at 5, but last night he got an opportunity. And I'm going to bring up a scenario for you guys. In the game against the Jets, I remember Christian Blake was one-on-one on the right side with the DB. And he beat the DB bad. And I said to myself, okay, if Julio was over there, Matt probably would have went to him. Fast forward to this week, same situation last night, one-on-one with the DB, ran a great rally. He beat the guy. He just didn't finish the play. And I said in the pregame show yesterday, these young guys, when they get a chance in preseason game, it's number 4, but normally it's number 3. Around the rest of the NFL. When you get a chance with these guys like Matt Ryan, you have to make these plays because he won't second-guess coming back to you. When you don't make those plays, he may second-guess coming back to you.
Harry, and, the switch of the O-line, you had a new right tackle in. I thought the pressure was not there like it was the week before against the Jets, but I thought they played pretty well up front. I was disappointed a little bit in the receivers as far as on the perimeter as far as blocking. And it didn't seem like they were getting open. Did you see the same thing as me, or what? Because you were actually there and you got to see it.
It's funny you say that, Randy. I'm gonna bring up a couple plays for you. It was series number 2. The Falcons started off they got a nice first down. They're in a bunch formation. Sanu was on the point. Blake was in right outside of them. And it's a play that they run called 38 truck, where they toss it to the running back going to the right. Sanu's job is to get the point, man. You have the first man on or inside the ball. Instead of sustaining the block, his man got through, broke free, negative play. The exact next play, Christian Blake is supposed to block for Sanu on the screen. He misses his block. And then the third down play, protection, that's the time the protection did break down. So you had 3 negative plays, and I actually thought in the run game the guys would do a little better, and you don't want to start the game off with a penalty. Sanu had a penalty to start the game off a holding, so those guys have to be dedicated, have the will to want to do it, and make a difference in the run game. Because when you do block and you get those second level defenders blocked, it's going to be more plays for you on the back end because you're sustaining drive.
Former Atlanta Falcon Harry Douglas on the WaitForIt.com hotline, host of the pre- and post-game show on the Falcons Radio Network. Harry, Randy and I talked about, too, we both kind of thought that Ito Smith grabbed a hold of that second running back position last night and probably pretty much secured that spot. How do you see the running back position settling in?
Exactly. Before last week, I actually had Brian Hill as the number 2. Ito Smith shut me up real quick, and he shut everybody else up who had to come. Yesterday, he's just doing a nice job, man. I mentioned the pass play that he caught last night, the one reception he did have. When you have a running back, you want your ideal running back, you want him, if he's one-on-one with any defender, it doesn't matter who it is on the field, you want him to beat that defender one-on-one. Ito Smith, a regular running back, would have got tackled for 4 yards right there. Ito Smith, both the tackles, 9-yard gain. So now it's 2nd-and-1. And that's the kind of things you want out of your number 2 running back, a guy who can come in and give Freeman a break when he doesn't want to be in there. Not, I don't want to say doesn't want to be in there, but he needs a breather. But Ito Smith, the numbers don't say it with the rushing attempt in his yards, but he's running the ball really hard right now, especially for his size.
Harry, you were the returner, and we talked about this last week when you were on with us, and I kept asking about this about Marcus Green and Zacchaeus and all these guys, and it looked like they wanted to give them the job. But yesterday, you know this, Harry, you cannot take away possessions from Matt Ryan. You were the punt returner here. You don't give away possessions. And yesterday you saw those 2 young men give away. So where do the Falcons, in your opinion, go as far as the tournament? Because they right now, you know, Dan Quinn doesn't think he can trust these young guys.
And first, I'm going to say this, Randy. It's not just Matt Ryan you're taking possessions away from. You're taking away a possession away from a top 5, top 3 offense in the NFL.
Yeah.
You're taking that possession away from Julio, Sanu, Ridley, Hooper, and Freeman, all those guys. But I see a plan out like this. Either Keon Barner is going to already be the returner because he's sure-handed. He doesn't make mistakes. He's a veteran, and he can do it. Or you're going to let Ito Smith do the kickoff return, and then you're going to put Justin Hardy back there to receive the punt. And I have no problem with the guy going back there, fair catching every ball. You can tell you why? Because I know I secured that possession.
Right.
Harry Douglas joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline, former Atlanta Falcon, host of the pre- and post-game shows on the Falcons radio network. Harry, walk me through a little bit. I've been picking kind of Randy's brain about this. Walk me through a little bit about how the coaching staff approaches this this game. You as a guy who was, you know, as a top 1-2-3 type of wide receiver, you know, how kind of this final week of the preseason goes for everybody.
Well, I'll tell you, for the starters, it's actually maybe the hardest practice for the starters of the entire training camp. Because those guys are not going to get the reps in the game. So it's going to be a lot of ones-on-ones for them. And then they're going to be the scout team guys for the young guys who are going to be playing just about the entire game. But those young guys, they better be in shape. I'm going to tell you right now, because I remember, and I said this in the pregame show yesterday, I remember Ricardo Allen when he was a rookie. And he had to play in that fourth preseason game, and he was on every special team, had to take every snap on defense. And he was gas beyond measure. So those guys better get ready to run all day. But if you want to make this ball club, you better be willing to do it and want to do it also.
I said the same thing. I was like, yeah, I remember that last week, and you the fun part was being the scout team for the young guys, because I mean that was just fun. Everybody would fight for who was going to be the middle linebacker and all that. But my last thing for you, Harry, what did you think of that D-line rotation last night and how they got after the passer?
Listen, I'll tell you now. You want to know who I think is going to be the X factor on that D-line?
Who's that?
Adrian Claiborne, man. Adrian Claiborne is a grown man. But I think right now all those guys, and you can really see Dan Quinn being hands-on with those guys. It's really showing up this entire preseason. And last night really showed that. I saw Jack Crawford's doing a great job. Claiborne, Grady did a great job. Tack, you know, Tack's a grown man regardless. So I'm never worried about Tack. Tack is going to always put fear in his opponent. But I'll tell you this. I'll tell you what's going to be interesting this week, guys, is looking at who's going to take these backup linebacker spots. Because right now, Jermaine Gray is playing great. Deshaun Phillips is playing great. And Duke Riley finally came on last night. He hasn't lived up to his hype yet since being drafted. But you have all those guys. And you have Aluakin, who was playing well before he actually got hurt. So you have those four guys basically trying to take two spots. So these guys have to be stellar on special teams also next week.
Harry Douglas, you can hear him on the pre- and post-game show for the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. Join us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Harry, enjoy vacation while Randy and I just work for a living.
Appreciate it, HDZ.
No problem at all, man. I love y'all. I'll do whatever for y'all.
My man.
Thanks, Harry. We'll
appreciate it, Harry.
So we get ready for final week, Randy.
Yeah, I mean, like Harry was saying, it like
hardest practice of the year,
dude. Because you remember I said we go ones versus ones, so we're getting after it,
right?
And then it's like, you know what, we're starting to sprinkle in week one. We're starting to do all that stuff.
Are you allowed to hit or anything like that?
I mean,
nowadays?
Back in the day we would hit each other,
but
the thing about it is that, what I said earlier. I remember after this game, we would go to the locker room because you knew you weren't going to play in the fourth game.
Right.
And we would all, the starters, we would sit down and, like, congrats, hey, we made it through this thing. Now it's time. And that's how you would feel when you left that locker room in the preseason game because you knew you were done. And it's like, it's on now.
Would you guys go get together for a dinner, go out for some drinks, like a little celebratory type thing?
Well, not necessarily that, because we would always go. It seemed like we were always out of dinner. Thursday was our night.
Okay.
But then after this game right here, which is on a Thursday night, we probably go hit the spot or something. Because it's like, you know what, it's another year.
Right.
You know, because I would say the only time you hear about anybody in preseason is when you play bad and when you get hurt.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that rare time that somebody that you didn't know shines on the screen like a Victor Cruz and people like that. But other than that, that's the only time you hear about somebody in the preseason. So once you make it through it, and when you're on the field and you're in between those white lines, you're not sitting there thinking like, damn, I'm ready for this. You don't think like that because you know if you do, something's going to happen. You go out there, if you got eight plays, you play them eight plays like it's a Super Bowl eight.
When we get back, it's time for our Ask Us Anything.
I got to read John Checkery.
Yep.
Hey, high school football fans, tune in tomorrow to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game this Saturday. For the live play-by-play, it'll be me and Chris in the morning. Me and Chris go forth of the Metro by T-Mobile Corky Kell Classic at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. The top high school football teams from around the state of Georgia face off. For more information, visit 929thegame.com.
404-741-0929. That is the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Get your questions in. Also at 929thegame, at JMCH316, at RandyMac81. It's time to ask us anything on a Friday. A rip roaring. It's a freaky Friday here. By the way, Fricky is out running around on the course out here today, too, by the way. We will get to an AMA next. John Chuckery, Randy McMichael, live from Eastlake Golf Club Tour Championship Sports Radio, 910 The Game.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything. Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back in. Randy McMichael, John Chuckery hanging out with you here for a few more minutes at the PGA Tour Championship Eastlake Golf Club. Time for our AMA, 404-741-0929 is the phone line, at 929 The Game, at JMCH316, at RandyMac81.
And this hour of Ask Me Anything is brought to you by rightfromtheheart.org.
Randy, on Twitter, who you got in your group Four Horsemen style? So if we got a wrestling faction.
What?
Four Horsemen.
Four Horsemen style? What the kind of nasty, freaky stuff y'all into?
It's a wrestling faction. Four Horsemen.
Oh, I know what the Four Horsemen is. Okay. What did he say?
That's what he's asking.
Oh.
Who would be your Four Horsemen?
Oh, okay. As far as what? On the station?
I know. Yeah, everybody from 929.
Oh, okay. I was like, what the hell are you talking
about? I'd have you
there?
And Hugh.
Okay.
And then my other one. That's tough. My third one. You and Hugh for sure.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to take Carl.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to take Carl.
Fluffy Carl.
Carl's my guy.
Fluffy Carl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, I definitely take Hugh. I'll probably take Tommy, because at least he works out. And
excuse me, I don't.
And then I take you, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, I got the gun show.
Of course I take. See, yeah. I knew you.
I mean, I gave Tommy that Austin 316 shirt.
I knew you were gonna go there.
Yeah.
All right.
If you could go back in time and witness any sporting event, what would it be?
Oh man. You know what I would like to have done? I would like to have had my phone with me, and recorded the Immaculate Reception.
Oh,
to make sure it did actually happen. Because people still don't know if Franco caught that ball. Because it's crazy how the camera lens is right, you know, right above, below the ball.
They got rid of all of the videotape that was from, like, the first two Super Bowls or something like that. Like, they lost all the film or something like that. Fricky would have gone back into Roman days for the Gladiator Wars.
Okay.
Anyway, Randy, what stadium have you always wanted to play in?
I play in every NFL stadium. I told you before, I would like to have been to go play the Buckeyes or go to the Big House of Mission.
Yeah.
Somewhere like that.
Let's see. Sandy and Alpharetta asked, what's your spirit animal? Well, mine's Stone Cold Steve Austin. That's easy. What's your spirit animal?
Samuel L. Jackson.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. Mint Condition or Tony?
Tony.
Yeah, I'm with you. Let's see. What country have you always wanted to visit? Mine is, I got two places I want to go.
All right.
I want to go to Rio de Janeiro, and I want to go to Greece. You've been to Rio. I thought you told me you went to Rio.
Oh. A long time ago.
Okay.
All right.
Haven't been to Greece,
I didn't know her then.
Okay. You haven't been to Greece
then. No, I have not. And now everybody thinks that's just a spot. Rick Ross makes one song, and now everybody going over there. But, yeah, I would love to go to Greece. Yeah.
Why is somebody asking me to introduce him to Channel 46 News Girl? I don't have
it. It don't matter. You leave them alone.
What? What happened?
It don't matter. He don't have their number no more.
Rank them. 2008 Florida, 2013 FSU, the 2017 Cleveland Browns or the 2018 Clemson Tigers? The Browns would beat all those teams.
The Browns would beat all those teams. All right.
The NFL teams would always
win. They're professional, okay? So please stop. Okay.
I know what you're trying to say. John, who is the best woman wrestler of all time? Charlotte Flair. Charlotte Flair is the best female wrestler of all time.
No, she's not.
She's not.
The Fabulous Moolah.
Boy, you've ever heard the stories about her?
Yeah.
Well, she treated them girls bad.
Yeah, she did.
Oh, man. She was not good to those girls.
Or what was the one wrestler, Wendy?
Wendy Richter.
Wendy Richter, yes, Wendy Richter. It was. Yeah,
yep,
Wendy
Richter. Her and Fabulous Moolah would go at it back in the day. Randy, why do Dukes and Bell start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man, but they actually only do it at 2 and 5?
It's funny, though, because he started off every day. Yeah, I don't know, man. You got to ask them.
Yeah. Now they'll for sure start it off now for all of that.
That's pretty funny.
Best UGA team of all time.
I mean, there's only one, so you can say 1980,
because
that's the only one that got the championship. Yeah.
I mean, nobody else could have gone 1-for-12. Do either one of y'all believe in aliens?
No.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah. I think if they do storm that Area 51, if they were to get in, I think there are some aliens in there. But we're never going to know. I got news for you. Randy, did you want a second career, and how did you get with 92.9 The Game? This is from Damon in Atlanta. He said he met you at a remote at Campbellton.
You know what happened? I was at a NFLPA event up here in Atlanta at Stats, an NFL Legends event, and I was talking to my man Algie. And me and Algie were talking. He's like, what you want to do? I was like, man, I'm enjoying my retirement, and chilling, and hanging out with family. And so Algie was doing some – I saw Algie on TV doing some radio stuff. And so he was like I was like, well, how you get it at? He's like, I'm going to give you a number. He gave me Terry Fox's number.
Okay.
And so I called Terry, and we back and forth.
Algie's a good friend.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. For about 3 months.
Well, Algie's my guy.
Yeah.
Eric's my guy, too.
For about 3 months. And then I finally came in, had an interview. Not necessarily just sit down with him and Sean. They put me on with Dukes one day when Mike was out. And then I was like, this is pretty cool. And so I continued to
I remember your first time on radio with us.
Yeah.
You were out in Athens with us.
I just finished. You remember that? And they told me to come up to Athens and all that. So it was cool. And then it just, you know, I started liking it more and more every day.
And then I built you into a radio star. Anyway, AMA. Yeah.
Built me. Yeah. I think I'm my own man, brother. Okay. Yeah.
You didn't run point before I came along. AMA, ask us anything. Excuse me?
What'd you say?
You didn't run point before I came along. But
I didn't run point before you came on. Uh-huh. You helped me do that.
Yeah, I know.
I always tell people that. You taught me how to do it. Yeah.
Favorite NFL player right now.
I didn't leave nobody.
Favorite NFL player right now. No, I'm off doing Passion of the Christ and Ransom and everything like that, you know, because, you know.
Yeah, okay. I mean.
You know, Murtaugh left me.
I had to go do The Color Purple.
Yeah.
You know, I'm doing
Expendables 9.
I'm having to be like
I had to go hang out with Wesley and Stallone and everybody.
I'm having to be the stepdad in all of Madea's movies. I mean,
that's right. You're at that funeral, Chris Rock and everybody.
Favorite NFL player? Travis Kelce.
Mine's 12.
Yeah, I love
the one in New England.
Travis Kelce. Yeah.
Let's see here. When will the Falcons sign Matt Bryant?
Never.
Yeah, they won't. This was asked before. What bugs me the most in my day-to-day life? It's traffic. I tell you all the time. I can't stand the traffic in Atlanta. Let's see here. Most underrated comfort food.
French fries.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Damn, I miss French fries.
Where's Andy? We got this 3 times. Where's Andy?
Andy is in Seattle visiting his mom.
Mm-hmm. Popeyes or Chick-fil-A?
It depends.
I go Popeyes myself.
All day.
Yeah. Your favorite Falcons player of all time from Sandy and Alpharetta? Matt. For me, it's Matt.
Matt Ryan. Yeah. You know who I was a big fan of?
Although I'm a big fan of Fulton Kuykendall.
I like John Settle back in the day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let's see here. It says, so y'all think Herschel and his team could have beaten Fromm and led them to the championship?
I didn't say that. I said that they're the best team because they won a championship. That's exactly what we said.
And they went 1-for-12 in the passing game. Let's see here. Is there one last one on here? If you all could afford to retire anywhere in the world, where would you settle down at?
I'm going to be off the coast of Fiji somewhere. But once I'm retired and from this business, me and the missus, we're going down to Jamaica, and I'm going to have me a T-shirt shop.
Yeah, I just want to be where there's a beach. As long as there's a beach that's involved in all of it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.